Well, a new research study from Duke University shows that a decades-old breast cancer vaccine may have unlocked a powerful immune memory response and is now supercharged by a new antibody. And joining us now, the senior author of the study, Dr. Zachary Hartman from the Duke University School of Medicine. Dr. Hartman, so basically to simplify this, you focused on a specific cell that carried a special marker called CD27, and that's really what you targeted this, and that led to what was a remarkable discovery.
Yeah, we at Duke, we had initiated a clinical trial back in 2001 for a breast cancer vaccine, and we followed up in 2006 and found that all the patients were alive. They were all doing very well, and these are all patients that had highly advanced or metastatic cancers. And we were targeting this specific protein, HER2, in the vaccine. And then we followed up again in 2019 and found that they were all still alive. And we obtained consent for them to give us blood samples, and we tested to see if they still had this these types of T-cell responses, and they did. And these T-cells had this marker, CD27, which is sort of a flag indicating that it's a memory T-cell. And so we were curious to see if, you know, this is, important in eliciting this kind of long-term, durable anti-tumor response. And there's a company that has developed a CD27 antibody, so we got in contact with them, and we got some special mice that have this human CD27 in them. We also got their antibody, and so we started treating these mice with a vaccine and this antibody, and we found that it did indeed supercharge the immune response. So it basically, the antibody works by binding to that CD27 and really just turning it on, almost like an agonist.
Based on what you just said there, should targeting CD27 dramatically improve the impact and effectiveness of cancer vaccines?
Yes. So that's kind of what we demonstrated in our models in our study. And we think it kind of does it through an interesting way. It really turns on the CD4 T cells more than the CD8. I think kind of in the scientific community, we felt that the CD8s are the ones that are kind of more turned on by this mechanism. But really, we found CD4, the helper T cells, that kind of participate in stimulating CD8s and also have a direct anti-tumor effect, that they were really important.
Now, the CD4 cells, are they often overlooked in cancer research?
And Yeah, I think they are. I mean, obviously, things like HIV, which infects CD4 T cells and eliminates them and results in profound immune suppression, we know it's very important in infectious disease. But I think in cancer, we're very focused on the killer T cells because that's where we think the action is. But what we found was that these CD4 cells can have their own kind of killing action capacity, and then they can also help those CD8s, really importantly, to give those sorts of memory responses.
So how much does this study really shift your thinking in regards to cancer research?
I think in terms of vaccines for cancer, we haven't had a ton of success, and, there's a lot of reasons as to why. And this really gives us a nice tool to supercharge those kinds of vaccine responses. And then there's a lot of therapies that are, currently existing that do have this kind of vaccine effect. They'll kind of turn on a little bit of immunity against the cancer. And we think that adding this kind of agent and potentially in some other agents as well could really give us a much better anti-tumor response, that is mediated through immunity.
Now, the CD27 antibody, what did you learn about that? And did you learn that you had to give it more limited doses than at first thought?
Yeah, when we first started, we gave a lot of it, and that was probably too much. If you give too much of it, it doesn't really act like an agonist, doesn't really turn it on. It sort of eliminates those cells. But when you put a little bit in there, it works. It's sort of this kind of three bears principle, is a little bit is just right. So we found that, and then we ended up trying just giving it once, and we basically got the same effect as giving it throughout. So really this one shot of the vaccine, one shot of the CD27 gave us our best response.
And overall, this could help unlock the full potential of cancer vaccines, right?
That is our hope, but we still have a bit of a ways to go. But these kinds of encouraging signs, where we see this kind of clinical evidence of patients that have had advanced cancers and they're alive for decades, and then we have modeling, and we can really demonstrate clearly that there's this anti-tumor effect, and it's really kind of mediated by these memory responses, I think really gives us a heart to kind of continue on.
You can look up this study by going to the Duke University School of Medicine website. Dr. Zachary Hartman, the author of the study. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us here today. We appreciate your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me on again.